Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new What's for Dinner for today, December the 4th, right? Today's the 4th. I just wanted to let you know that this episode gets rather silly. This is a fun episode. My buddy Skippy Simon is back on the show, and this show is actually broken into two parts, the before we get fucked up and the after we get fucked up. So just letting you know, there's going to be some silliness at the second half of the show. You'll see what I mean when you get there. But also wanted to, again, thank you guys for listening, and to also let you know that the show, I know I've been talking about it for like a month, that we're going to be moving to the GoCast Network. Well, because of a lot of mitigating circumstances, we're actually pushing that back to the end of January. So all that buildup that I've done, all of that is, forget it. Just forget about it. And as of now, it's pretty darn certain that we're going to be going on toward the end of January. But based on everything that's been happening, until you literally hear me on the network, let's just keep that as like a 50-50 thing. So in the meantime, though, you could still keep getting the episodes right here on iTunes or whatsfordinnerpodcast.com if you're listening on Stitcher. Whatever way, this will be the best way, or the only way, really, to get the episodes now. So anyway, that said and done, enjoy the show. And I mentioned this already, but if you are in the Florida area coming up, I will be performing all over the state. Sarasota, Miami, I'm also going to be in Atlanta, and Boca Raton, too, in early January at the Funky Buddha. Once again, all that stuff available at flipisfunny.com. Anyway, enough of my rambling. Enough of my babbling. Why don't we babble on and listen to that? That was stupid. Just enjoy the show, everybody. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
So good.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh my God, I can't.
Wait, are we going live?
We're not live, but we're recording now.
All right, cool.
Are you ready?
We're live.
We are live.
This
as we at, say it,
right this moment, we are live. But we're this is going to be going. People are going to be hearing this tomorrow. So you know already, it's Monday. It's December 3rd.
Yeah, it's
but isn't this going to be heard Tuesday, December 4th?
It's going to be heard the 4th. So yeah, let's just say it's, hey,
it's
happy
recurred
Tuesday.
On the 3rd.
Let's pretend we're on the 4th.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm sitting here with Allison. Hey, baby.
Hey!
And our fun friend guest who, this is the second week in a row I sprung a podcast on our friend who came to hang out. Skippy Simon is here, everybody.
Hello.
And Skippy and Allison are a little bit...
High on wax, dog. That's what we is. We was doing spoon hits off of your stove.
You were smoking wax like crap.
We were smoking wax.
I know. It looked horrible. But you know what? It worked. And it
was
saved
that indica
me.
Or sativa?
More than likely indica,
yeah.
Knowing me. I don't know.
Say, it's good. Well, yeah, it don't matter.
So this is going to be very... It's going to be like I'm controlling a freight train.
Are you good
right
or do
now.
You want anything more?
Oh, I can always do more.
Sweet.
But...
Oh,
I
people,
mean,
this
I
is
mean,
going to be an interesting show. I can already
yeah,
tell you.
Yeah, because I already got the copper tones going, so...
Yeah, Skippy came with his pre-made drink. He came in with, like, a big orange juice...
Oh, no, it's pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice bottle, right?
Yeah.
Filled
up.
With...
A half of a bottle of coconut rum.
And you can
and
taste
pineapple
it, and
juice.
It's
yeah,
delicious.
It's, I call it copper tone, because it smells like suntan lotion, but it tastes, like, awesome.
Yes, it does.
Maybe I'll have some of that, too, but I gotta
try a sip.
Yeah,
do you have something over there already?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you have some.
Yeah. Try this out. We're in the studio getting drunk, people.
Studio/living room.
Yeah, we got. And what's funny is we're going to go do a podcast after this that you won't hear when you
yummy.
Hear this podcast. You should have heard it yesterday when it was recorded. Ah, whatever.
Yeah,
yes.
We're drunk and high, damn it. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, eat my pussy.
This is the drunk high pussy eating episode, folks. Yes.
Oh, dude, I'm a pussy eating machine.
Are you?
Fuck yeah, dude. There's nothing to... Oh, my God. I'm the biggest dyke on the face of the planet. Like, I just got beaver fever at all times, man. I will go down on a girl like cheap socks. I fucking love eating pussy, dude.
Like cheap socks.
I can't get enough of pussy. Like, there is nothing more amazing in the world than just watching a young woman...
Get off.
Completely just, like... It's almost like you're electrifying her. It's almost like she's collapsing. It's like, oh, it's just such a beautiful thing.
That or you let a fish out of water. One of the two. Oh, no, no.
And then if you do it really good, you get the fucking claw on the top of your head, and you get like that one thumbnail that digs into your fucking like forehead because she wants you to just keep stay right there.
But you can't stop. You can't stop.
That's the face.
Oh, God. All you're trying to do is
by the way,
turn
just scared the shit out of our cat.
Yeah. I also
because you're talking about eating pussy.
But that face that he just made is also the face that probably the vagina is making at the same time.
Oh, no.
What face is that?
Well, I wish people could see. I'm just...
Well, describe your face right now.
I mean, it's basically like a bear attacking. Like teeth, gnarly.
I swim upstream to get that fucking trout, dude.
Salmon?
I'm telling you, I have a stamp. Whatever. I'm sorry I'm not up to date with bear food. It's my bad.
Salmon
sorry,
fever.
I need to read the internet more.
You know, it's funny. Like, actually... Salmons. Could you pass that to me real quick?
What's that?
The iPad thing.
Oh,
my, because I and by the way, folks, we're not
iPads
taking it. We're
great
not
serving trays. They just don't have an app for it.
What?
Sorry, I'm rambling.
Oh, it's okay. I was going to say to the people listening, we're barely 4 minutes in, and we've already delved into the pussy eating. So this is obviously going to be a naughty, naughty show.
Yeah.
But I was going to, as long prepare. As we're talking about that, mm-hmm. I the very first time I ever went down on a girl, mm-hmm. I was probably about 17 or 18. Mm-hmm. I was a late bloomer because the vagina always scared the shit out of me. It's a disgusting mess.
It's mm-hmm. fucking scary looking. I won't lie.
It is. You were peeing the other day and you're like, I got to get in between all the flaps like an accordion. I'm like, ah.
You got to clean in the accordion, baby.
I picture Weird Al every time I go down on you. It's because of the muff. Nice. But no, the first time
and
I ever
glasses.
Did it, I didn't realize it's foreplay. I thought it was just something you do. So I went down on a girl after I had already fucked her. With a condom on with spermicide. That's not even it. So I'm down there.
Oh, rookie mistakes are
such
funny.
A rookie. But I know this sounds like a bit, but I literally went, something tastes weird because my tongue got numb.
Oh, my God.
And then I was totally turned off by it for years until this, like literally 4 years after that girl, I was dating another girl and she taught me how to do it right. And,
God bless her.
I think I'm pretty good.
Oh, my
God. You are pretty good.
I got
good.
Such. I was
you
turned.
You make my eyes roll back.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, that was weird.
Sorry.
Is it?
Huh?
Is it weird?
No, I said it was weird. We don't need to make everybody visualize shit at home. We're goods. We're goods. We can just pretend like we're Ken and Barbie for the fans. We're like, we might say
that start
dirty
a Tumblr
stuff.
And just like show pictures of your beaver and what he does to it and stuff. Like all like the things that he's stuffing inside of it. Like, oh, hey, flipping you know, his wife, go down to the porno bookstore. It's 20% off Wednesday. Fuck it out. See what happens, you know?
Oh,
I should do
make
I should
an
make
adventure
a,
out of your crotch. That's
I should
what
make
you
it a Groupon.
Do.
I should Photoshop a picture of Meech just beating the shit out of Justin Bieber and have the caption say, I love to beat Bieber.
Wait,
like
what?
Bieber?
Wait, I think you just.
Bieber, Bieber?
Bieber?
Are you sure you didn't smoke?
No, that was it. Was funnier in my head, man.
No, I know what you meant. Like Bieber.
It really should have. That's one of those thoughts. Like, hey, you know, it's funny, and then sorry, I totally killed
the
momentum.
The problem with Justin Bieber jokes is they're so played out. That's the problem. It's just, you know, everybody's kicked that little can to the curb so many times, and guess what? He still wins.
I know.
He drives around in this fucking tinfoil looking car, like it's this like shiny Arab kid car, and like fucking. Like I mean, you know what?
God bless him.
He did something right. You know, he made these videos for his grandma. They got a billion hits on YouTube. You know, I'm not going to sit here and chastise the boy for having any degree of success because you know what? That's you know.
And he's been doing it for a long time, apparently.
Yeah, and if you know, and it, you know, I mean, he has 16. A niche market, which is like you know, like. Young girls that
prepubescent.
Yeah, just I mean, I don't know. It's just like it. I mean, sure, it doesn't appeal to us because we're basically adults. And our children, if we had them, would be liking Justin Bieber, and that would probably make us hate it even more. So I'm very happy I'm not a parent right now.
It's true.
I want to say condoms are great. And
see, I hope I'll become a parent when really good music is back in fashion with the kids.
I'm sure it will.
You know,
coming back
so.
Already. There's already been. You know what? I gotta say,
where is the good music?
I gotta say, if you listen
it's
to
on
some
commercial radio.
Well, I mean, okay, commercial radio. There are one or two baby.
Don't wake
buds.
Me up.
You gotta go to these. Go to the rock.
I don't even know what that is.
It's fucking awful. Oh God, just like cruise through, like drive around and listen to the radio every once in a while, and just listen to what people call music.
Well, I'll tell you, if you go to these rock stations, though, every now and again you'll hear a blip of something that's actually good, and it's on the horizon. The singer-songwriters are coming back. The bands that are like real good, meaty writers. burgers. They make meat and potatoes kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Sink your teeth into it. It's coming.
If you want a great band to listen to right now, as we are talking, there is a band called The Mean Jeans. They are a band out of Portland, Oregon, I believe. And they are, they're straight up bonehead rock and roll, Ramones style party rock.
Oh, fun.
And they're just, I mean, their songs are about, you know, like most of the modern dilemmas that people have, like pizza and what to put on it. And, you know, like they have a song called.
We almost got into a divorce the other night because of that.
Really?
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I wanted
you
mushrooms.
You mushrooms always, God damn it.
And you wanted pussy.
Yeah, I like pussy on my pizza.
Anchovies?
Yeah, well,
same thing.
But, yeah, but tuna? The Mean Jeans. So, no, you got to listen to the Mean Jeans because like, they have this one song called Keystone Light, and it's a story about dilemma because it's like what it is the chorus goes Keystone Light for 289 or Miller High Life for 282, PBR for $1 more, and I just don't know what to do. Like that is something I understand. Yes. I've been there.
That's music you relate
to. I understand. Yeah, and they're just great. So YouTube them, buy their music. They're fantastic. Not only that, they're just great guys to party with.
See, you know what? Fucking growing up, I guess I just missed out on all that underground rock shit. I was very into the 80s pop shit and Weird Al, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
and
then, yeah.
But, like, I never, like, a couple of Ramones songs that I heard I liked, but I never got really into them. Same with the Smiths and the mm-hmm. Sex Pistols and all that. And I really think I would have liked some of that punk shit. But
no,
I feel
you
like
can
I
like it now. It's not too late. You know, yeah, that's the great thing
it's
about
still
music. Yeah.
But I just felt it's like it would mean more if I grew up with it.
Yeah. Well, you know? Well, I mean, I could say the same thing about Chopin or Mozart. You know,
you say Chopin.
Is that how you say it?
Chopin.
I mean, Chopin.
However you want to say it,
Chopin.
Chopin. Some people say
Chopin.
Like
Grey
Chopin. Grey Chopin. Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any Grey Chopin?
No, I only have Mozart.
Chopin. There you go. That guy.
You didn't hear? I said I only have Mozart.
Mozart.
Oh, that's what
it
is,
mustard. Yeah. Sing, booyah.
Come on, people. That's why it's
mustard humor.
Wolfgang Amadeus Mustard. That's
oh, when we were
ticket.
In Europe, when Black Flag was in Europe, we actually went to...
Vienna?
We went to Vienna, yeah. We went to the, what is it, the church where Johann Sebastian Bach used to play all the time, so he was like the house band.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was pretty rad. They have,
he
like,
played
his,
with
like,
his organ
he
there?
He was buried there. Yeah, he played with his organ there, yes.
Nice.
Good one, kid.
Oh, you're welcome. Hacky,
you got moxie,
quarter.
Kid. You got moxie.
And boxy.
You got a moxie boxy.
Well, I want to see. There's something I've always wanted to fuck around. I have the soundboard here that I do the show on.
Yep.
But there's something I've always wanted to fuck around with on this show.
Fuck with it. What are we fucking something. With? Let's see. Oh, is this the... oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, plan now. This weekend only, monster trucks like you've never seen them before. Action! There's going to be car crushing, tractor pulls, and there's going to be bacon wrap hot dogs. That's right. Buy a ticket now. Buy a ticket. You can buy the seat, but you only need the edge.
Nice.
You'll only need
wait,
the
this
edge.
Is okay. This is something fun to do, especially since you guys are stoned.
Yeah,
I'm going to pick
a lot of hash in there, by the way.
Oh,
I'm passing Skippy a bowl of hash.
That
hash,
is what is happening
hash,
right
hash,
now.
Hash,
wait,
hash.
Okay, Allison, I'm going to give you a random sound effect, okay?
I'm sure people can't understand a word we're saying.
I would hope people, you can hear it. I hope people hear the sound effect.
No,
so
it's kind of weird. You can't really understand what you guys are saying.
I
it's
can
like,
hear it because I'm in the room and I actually hear you speaking for real.
You don't hear through your headphones?
No, I hear it. But I think that this is going to be...
It sounds like we're in a big coffee can.
Continuously annoying if we leave it in this facet.
What are you talking about?
I think that this people might have a hard time hearing if we keep talking like this.
What are you talking about? In the echo?
Yeah.
The echo's off.
Is it? It's still in my brain.
I can still hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
How about now?
Oh,
okay,
no, no,
now
no,
we don't.
Out.
Oh, now we don't.
I'm sorry. See, I'm hearing it through the actual recorder, so no, I'm good.
Okay.
So I don't hear any of that.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, well, okay,
hash,
now.
Hash,
all right, if like a copper tone, I'm going to go get a refresh.
I got to drive, man. I'm driving you. I'm driving us to the
yeah,
podcast.
But you got airbags. We're cool.
And it's like 3 minutes.
I know.
I'm kidding. I don't condone drunk driving.
Yeah, I don't want to drink and drive. But afterward, when we come back here.
Yeah, when you guys come back here. Or if you want, we could go to karaoke.
We might go to karaoke tonight, Skippy.
I'm down with that.
And this is a great show, everybody. So, okay,
hey.
Allison,
yes.
since you're a little blasted on hash, I'm going to give you a random sound effect.
Okay.
And then whatever comes up, you got to make something.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to ask
you. What do you mean? I got to make something.
You got to whatever the sound effect is. You got to use it. I don't know. Just fucking do something. Okay. This is a silly show, everybody. All this show is just complete silliness right now.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You give me pick a number between 1 and 99.
Three.
3? 1 and 99.
1 and 99? 13.
Yeah. Wow. Big leap from 3.
Well, 13 is my lucky number, and my birthday's on the 13th. Hey, everybody.
That's right. Allison's birthday's coming up in about a little over a week.
Oh, do yourself a favor. If your birthday's coming up, make yourself an email. All right? Make yourself an email specifically for this. Just make up like AllisonWeber69 and like at gmail.com. And what you got to do is make that, and then I'll send you this link for this website. It's or even just go to Google and just type in free birthday meals and sign up for fucking everything.
Oh, I already did last year. I've been getting all the invites.
Oh, fucking sweet.
I'm on it, nice. Dude. Yeah. I've got my free lipstick coming from Sephora. I got to go pick it up. I've got like my Denny's Grand Slam. Dude, if you're a girl, go to Sephora, join the club, and every year on your birthday, they give you something fun. And then you go to Denny's,
man,
you get your free Grand Slam. Well, you want to get your lipstick, baby, from Sephora?
No, I just missed all my birthday shit.
Yeah, and then, his birthday, Flip's birthday was in November. So, yay, belated birthday to Flip.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Thank you.
November 10th. Mark it in your books, people, for future. But anywho, then you go to Denny's on your birthday and you get your free Grand Slam.
People know about the Denny's birthday. That's been around forever.
What about the Baskin Robbins? You get your free scoop?
The Benihana's is the best.
What's the Benihana's?
Benihana's, you get a $30 gift certificate for anything you want. And I always go in there and get the seafood trio.
Oh,
like
the
shrimp. Scallop and lobsters. It's so good.
Dude,
oh
my God. You know, there's also the Medieval Times one where you get your free tournament and you get your free feast.
Really?
You didn't know that one?
We got to do Medieval Times. I've never been there.
Let's go. This month we have
I'm
to go.
Down,
before
I'm
we leave.
Down, baby.
Okay, we're going.
You ready?
Yeah, oh, sound effect.
I'm giving her a sound effect.
All
number
right.
13. You ready? Here we go.
This is a show called Das Effects.
What is the effect? I don't hear an effect. What is it? It's like a weird echo? Is that...
You're in a small hall.
Hello? Is anybody there? What is it? Is it a large dildo in the corner? I must be home. I'm home. I'm coming.
And that's how I use the sound effect.
Wow, that was a cute little couples dance we had there.
That was you and the dancing dildo in the small hallway.
I know, exactly.
All right, Skippy, 1 through 100.
1 to 100? Let's go for 85.
85, good number.
Betting it all on 85 right now.
All on 85.
Red or black, red or black.
85.
Oh, this should be interesting. You ready?
Yeah.
This is Skippy Simon. Sound effect 85.
All right, let's... Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. We going ham.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my damn. Oh, my goodness. We going ham. This is how bacon is supposed to be. The fries, they blend so perfectly. The cheese up in here is going ham.
Ham, damn, damn.
Nice.
Fry back, my man. Damn, damn, damn.
Okay, for those of you who don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Look at the bacon.
Damn.
Get yourself the double cheeseburger.
All right. Damn. I just muted them so I can explain. If you guys go to YouTube and look up Oh My Damn, D-A-Y-U-M, you could see exactly what we were singing about. I had to mute you guys because... People are listening to those going, what the fuck are these people doing?
Yeah.
We just know what we're fucking
doing. I was actually showing some people some Songify stuff over the weekend.
Oh, dude, you got us hooked on that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Hooked. Straight up.
Yeah, I know. You guys, back it up. You guys are fucking...
so obsessed with it.
No, back it up got so... It was like such the fucking earworm. It was in my head. I'm not kidding. I couldn't sleep because I kept seeing that... fucking woman and you're backing up. My baby bought me good.
I'm backing the hell out of there.
It's like crack for your brain.
Yeah.
It's just you can't. It
you
won't
guys
stop.
Saw the cat one, right?
Oh,
oh yeah. Okay, yeah.
That's can't hug
one.
Every cat.
Yeah.
Basically, guys, look up YouTube Songify. The word would be spelled S-O-N-G-I-F-Y. And if you look up backing up. Like back in, not with a G, but with an apostrophe. Back.
Actually,
up.
I think it's G too.
Is it?
Either
I guess
way,
either
you'll
way,
get there.
Whatever. But backing up, and it's
Whichever one has 10 million hits, that's the one.
You almost have to see the original interview with this woman before you see how they... Yeah,
that's the one thing
we've
figured out. When we've shown people the backing up one, there's like a one-minute interview that shows the actual interview first.
The whole
thing.
So
the fact that they can see that first and then see what they did to it makes it a bigger impact.
Yeah.
So.
I would say then type in backing up original interview and look for whatever's like, you know, just a quick thing, says something about a witness interviewed for a bank or like for a shop robbery. But I would say Sonify.
Wait, did you say shop robbery?
A shop robbery.
Shop robbery.
Shop robbery.
Wow, you guys are fucked up.
I'm shopping broccoli. Exactly. No, but I was going to say Songify, if you look it up, it's these kids, these two white brothers who took news clips and also regular like just things from YouTube and spliced it into the most brilliant songs you'd ever hear. I don't know how
you might remember their hit.
The Intruder song.
Yeah, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Right. They raping everyone around here.
Yeah. You don't have to come and confess. They coming for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you so you can run and tell that. Run and tell that. Run and tell that. Homeboy.
This is what happens when you mix a podcast with alcohol and marijuana.
At the same fucking time, we both went right into it. We're like, we got this next fucking verse. Yep. Don't you worry.
That was telepathic.
Straight on it.
That was that was helipathic.
Yeah, that was fucking helipathic.
Helipathic.
I'm sorry. I'll take the steering wheel back, babe.
You know what? I'll be honest. I relinquished control the second I said, "Hey, let's do a podcast with two drunk stoners." So I kind of knew what I was getting to. Well, you know, actually, Skippy, when I was talking about the first time I went down on a girl, you had this look like, "Oh, I want to say something," and then we veered off that.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a story.
I actually didn't like eating pussy for a long time because of this one girl.
Uh-oh.
And
please, come and tell that. Come and tell that.
First off, I just want to say one thing, that until recently, all blowjobs that I ever got were compared to this one blowjob I got this one night. Okay? Because that's how fucking amazing it was. All right? It was one of those blowjobs. Like, I was pulling the carpet out of my ass because she had sucked it up into my fucking asshole. That's how amazing it was. It was, like, the best blowjob I ever got.
How old were you?
Huh?
How old were you?
I was 22.
Okay.
She was 17. And it was after the Rancid show in Pittsburgh. Like, my younger brother put on a concert at Belfield Hall in Pittsburgh in, like, 1993. And for $5, you got to see some amazing bands. You got to see... Bad Jeans from Pittsburgh. You got to see Pink Lincolns from Florida, and this band from Richmond, Virginia called Avail, and this young starting out band called Anti-Flag, who are just absolutely gigantic now from Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah, they used to practice in my dining room, which was awesome. And then fucking Rancid. Like,
very
Rancid
cool.
For $5. This is the show you got. And my younger brother was putting it on.
Wow.
And it was an insane show. And after the show, there was like me and my younger brother. We had to pretty much beat the crap out of Rancid because they wanted $900 more than they were supposed to get. And we had to, like, you know, like, it was just fucked up. They were just being rock star fucking assholes. And
were they really big at the time, or were they just kind of coming
No,
out?
This is, like, their first album.
Okay.
And there was nothing in the contract that said they were supposed to get more than their guarantee. But their manager was with them. And he was the one making the stink, doing the whole fucking "you owe us more money" shit because, you know, some bullshit. And me and a couple friends basically subdued Rancid as my younger brother got to run away with all the cash. So, you know, everybody got paid, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it was just like that sort of bullshit was just fucking retarded. But to make things better.
Speaking of Rancid.
Yes. Oh, yeah, speaking of Rancid. But I ended up getting shit-faced drunk with this band, Avail. Who are just absolutely amazing. If you ever get a chance to listen to them, they're not together anymore.
I've heard of Avail.
Yeah, they're great. They're just like real. They're on Lookout Records or formerly Lookout Records. But then after the show, me and my friend, this little girl, we just decide to fucking start making out everywhere. And we go back to where I work and we're making out there. And like, she's just like fucking hot little girl, big boobs. Yeah. And then like, we went back to my place and she ended up giving me the Uber super blow job that I got. And it was just fucking amazing. And then me being super nice guy, I was like, yeah, I'll just return the favor. I'll go down on you. What a mistake that was. Oh my God, because let me tell you what a whole night of fucking slam dancing will do to a woman's pussy.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Horrible. Oh my goodness. Oh my damn.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah. It was like going down on a dumpster. It was fucking horrendous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And like, and here's the worst part. I was just a nice guy. I stayed down there longer than I should have.
Oh.
You were just
was it more than 2 seconds?
Yeah. Huh?
It was more than 2 seconds?
It was more than 2 minutes.
Oh. How do you go down and then be like, girl, you stink. I'm getting out of here.
Like, and it's like, first off, it's like, okay, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. So I was like, I'm still new with girls. They're like still like new territory and stuff. And like, plus I'm like thinking in my head because the first time I lost my virginity. All right. So I lost my virginity to this girl when I was in the Army. I didn't know she was 15. But when I found out, statutory rape charges were like fucking put against me and everything, oh, that's shit. When I found out. I met her at my friend Carolyn's going to like a graduation party. So like she was like this really super awesome girl, and I just like you know I want to we were just awesome together. We just like make out everywhere and drink beer, and I thought she was 18, but I was wrong. And her dad was a lawyer, and so I got fucked over. But needless to say, I just had a lot of problems with girls. And I still do. I've been writing a book for a long time called Every Flavor of Crazy, which is just like all my fucking dealings with women because I've just had like just so many nightmare episodes with girls. But like,
yeah, you've had a hell of a life, man.
Yeah, I just love having fun.
Wait, so well, what happened with this girl?
Which girl?
The 15.
Which the 15-year-old?
I mean, what happened to charges and everything?
Charges got dropped. What happened was my friends who went to school with her, they would beat her up on a daily basis. Because of what she was trying to do to me. And they would like, they pretty much muscled her into dropping the charges, which I'm very grateful for because it was bullshit in the first place. You know, it's like I got this like adorable little girl. Like she was fucking beautiful, okay? Like I love girls with short hair. She was like this little dykey little like fucking girl and everything. She was like short and had big tits and just like she was well read and she did like acid and like you would tell me stories about like, you know, all these like things she did and like. Her dad was an international lawyer, so she did travel a lot, and her parents were divorced, so it's like, you know, she was tossed in between her parents and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one night, we're all drunk in Itaewon in Korea. I'm in the Army, you know, and I'm just hanging out with her and stuff, and, like, we're all drunk, and we go back to her place, and we have, like, you know, a six-pack and a pack of cigarettes between us, and we start watching some Twin Peaks. One thing leads to another. She goes, I'll be back in about, you know, a couple of minutes. I'm like, all right, whatever. So all of a sudden, they hear, like, bathwater running. I'm like, well, maybe she's dirty.
Poor bath.
Yeah. And so I was like, dirty or something. And so, like, 10 minutes pass. I'm sitting there watching Twin Peaks, drinking a Budweiser. And then she comes out in this red negligee and just looks fucking stunning.
Ready.
Ugh. And she just, like, curls up on, like, the couch next to me, like, in, like, you know, this, like, a little, like, she's just, like, you know, on her knees and everything.
Like a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's, like, sitting there, and she goes, Skippy, and I'm, like, sitting there just, like, you know, all nervous, just, like, staring at the TV, like, looking over, just, like, you know, being a dork, just, like,
yeah.
You know, just, like, trying not to look at her and everything, because, like, I'm just, like, totally nervous, because she's fucking hot as balls, and I she goes, Skippy? I'm, like, yeah. She's, like, do you want to take a bath? And I was, like, I just swear to God, Tuesday, I was, like, yes. And, like, we just went to the bathroom, took off all our clothes, and it was like she had like done it up. It was like a nice bubble bath with like candles and
stuff.
So
she's done this before.
I you know what? You don't question shit like that in the moment.
Yeah.
You know? Especially like when you're as naive and as like, you know, I'm losing my virginity right now. This is my virginity losing story, you know?
Yeah.
And so like I crawl into the bathtub with her, and yeah, it just disappears, you know? I didn't really lose my virginity. I just forgot where I put it pretty much. You know, I was just like,
one of the folds.
Yeah, and so, like, we did it, and then, like, we're just, like, you know, we're curled up in the bathtub smoking cigarettes, just giggling and laughing and everything. She's like, Skippy, I fucking love you. I'm like, that's cool. She's like, well, why don't you just tell me you love me? I'm like, all right, I love you. She's like, well, why don't you tell me, like, you mean it? And I'm like, all right, I love you, and I mean it. And she's like, no, fucking just, like, why don't you just, you know, I just, you know, yeah, she started, like, getting all defensive. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on, you know? And she's, like, sitting there, like, she's like, why don't you just tell me you love me? I'm like, why are you making such a big issue out of it? And she's like, because it means something to me. I'm like, all right, fine, I love you. And she's like, quit being such a fucking ass, like making this huge fucking argument. And then she like stares at me. She like gets on top of the crazy eyes just turn on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I get the crazy eyes. And she goes, Skippy? I'm like, yeah. She's like, do you know what my dad does for a living? I'm like, what does that matter? She's like, well, I think it matters in this instance. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, my dad's an international lawyer. I'm like, all right, so what? She's like, do you know how old I am? And I'm like, you're 18. You're like with Carolyn, right? She's like, no, I'm 15. I'm like, what? Like, I could immediately feel my dick catch on fire.
Oh, of course.
But did you? But you already have sex at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And who would a court fucking believe anyhow? Fucking army dude who's drunk, or fucking, you know, a sweet innocent little 15-year-old girl?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I'm like, I'm just like sitting there stunned, like, why the fuck is this happening? And
how old were you at the time? You said 22 or 20.
20. Yeah. And so like, she's like, she looks at me. She's like, yeah, my dad's an international lawyer, and I'm 15 years old. Now, why don't you just do me a favor and just tell me you love me? And I'm like, how's this sound? I'll do you a favor and leave, because I don't know what the fuck's going on here. I just, you know, I'm just feel really uncomfortable. I don't know why you're being like this. And I was just like, we'll talk later. And so I didn't see her for the rest of the weekend. I just went out with my friends and like partied and everything. And then on Tuesday morning, I get pulled in my first sergeant's office. And he goes, Specialist Simon, he throws these papers at me on his desk. He goes, what's this? I go, I look at it, and it's court summons. And I look at the charges, and it's statutory rape. Ugh. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, this crazy bitch?
Yeah. And so, like, I'm sitting there going, well, I don't know what to say, First Sergeant. I don't know. And so here's the worst part. My First Sergeant, when you get something like that, you have to address the entire company, like all the people you work with.
Oh.
Okay? So my First Sergeant at Second Formation that day goes out and tells everybody, oh, Specialist Simon here is a fucking cradle robber. And yeah, and it's just like, I'm just like sitting here going like, what the fuck is going on, you know? And then like, it was like this weird, like nobody, well, no, I can't say nobody, but like a lot of my buddies and friends and everything who were like knew me were like, dude, that's fucked up. But like a lot of people in my company are like, dude, you're a fucking weirdo. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Fuck.
Yeah, and it just like, you know, completely, it just, yeah, my reputation was shot and it fucking sucked. You know, I didn't need that sort of bullshit. And so,
at all for you, and on your first time having sex too, like the idea that that's tainted with all this bullshit.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That shit happens. But that's the cool part is like a few days later, my first sergeant pulls me into his office and he goes, yeah, your court date has been changed to you're not going to court. And I'm like, why? What the fuck happened? Apparently she dropped the charges. Like my friends who I was really good friends with, because we always apart. Like, I was only, you know, I went to Korea when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And
was she an Asian girl?
No, she was an American girl.
Okay.
Little white, like, cute, adorable little American girl. She's adorable. But, no, she was super pretty. But that doesn't matter in this instance. She was a crazy bitch.
Oh, with daddy issues out the ass.
Apparently.
Tell me you love
me. Yeah. So, yeah, that shit happened, like, where she would go to school, and my friends who I was friends with, who I used to go out and party with, who knew I wasn't like that or fucking like, you know, they basically would rough her up and be like, why the fuck are you doing this to Skippy, until she dropped the charges. And
were these male friends or female friends?
Female friends.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I thought was, you know, I'm like grateful to this day because of that, you know, because like, I mean, what the fuck? You know, I go out there, I try to be a nice guy, you know, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And this is like, they always say nice guys finish last. And I got to start being a fucking asshole. You know? I mean, that was 20 years ago. I'm 40 now. And I'm still a nice guy. And it still hasn't got me fucking anywhere. I just got to fucking start a shit storm at some point. But I'm not going to do it with us. I promise. I'm not going to do it with us.
Well, dude, honestly, no. You know what? You're doing all right. First of all, you were telling us when you got here that you were doing a Black Flag concert. And you were like the highlight of it.
Yeah,
you got like a nice write up that said you were the highlight of the show.
Which that made me feel great.
Yeah,
like I love being in Black Fag. It's like I'm very grateful that my friend Jeff just pulled me aside one day and said, "Hey, man, I got a gay punk rock cover band. You want to be a dancer for it?" Like just the fact that, you know, he gave me that invite and still to this day, I mean, I've been doing it for like, you know, 5-6 years now, and it's just the most fun. It took me to Europe. You know, there's talks of us going to Hawaii now.
Wow.
It's like, yeah. And it's like I like rock star shit.
And
yes,
see,
you
and
are,
you know,
a rock star.
Yeah.
And you're a nice guy. And you're not finishing last.
That's very
true.
And
it's going to continue to move you forward because we're all shifting to good things, dude.
Yep. Yep.
That's right.
Agree with you more. Winky, winky face.
There's, yep, what, 18 or at this point, 17 days before the 21st.
And the 21st, just, it's not like going to be a, like a bam across the face thing. It's going to be a gradual thing. We're already feeling it now. Most of us are.
Mm-hmm.
Allison was watching a 2012 kind of documentary today.
If you go on Facebook, I know it sounds so cheeseball-y, but there's a page called Be Part of the Shift 2012, and there's a movie that they posted today that was taken off of YouTube. And it's just a brilliant, it's scientifically beautiful and brilliant as to why we shouldn't really be invoking,
what do you make of
fear,
all that, Skippy, of the December 21st Mayan calendar, blah, blah, blah?
Y2K bug, rapture, Mayan calendar. There we go. Everything in threes. You know, it's just, P.T. Barnum said it the best, that a sucker's born every minute, and there is someone dumb enough to believe anything. You know, it's just, it's whatever you want to believe. If you believe that we're going to perish on the 21st, mm-hmm, and then we end up showing up on the 22nd.
Nope.
Well,
nobody's,
hey,
perishing.
Cool.
I don't think that's what's happening.
I don't know. I mean, I've already been dead, so I don't care. I'll go back. I mean, I don't want to go back. I like living way too much, but it's just...
You like having you here.
Yeah, me too. I love being here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had.
Sure. But I just don't fall for the bullshit. I have a... Yeah. I wear unique contacts where I can see through the bullshit.
Amen.
You know? It's like I'm sitting there and I'm watching as a Brinks truck pulls up. Big old armored truck. Some guy wakes up every day and puts on a bulletproof vest to protect a pile of paper,
mm-hmm,
like these slips of paper that humanity has put this value on. And it's just fucking paper.
Yep.
You know?
Well, it had value at one point.
It has value to those people who believe that it has value. It's just...
Well, it was meant to have value just as a written-off certificate for how much gold somebody was holding in a vault.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have the gold standard, sure.
But
yeah,
then, boop. As soon as they take that away, that's exactly when it was only paper.
But even gold itself
was put
value upon.
Yeah,
by,
I mean,
man,
you look at shit like spice. Yeah. At one point in time in fucking history, battleships, people would fucking fight for spice.
It's true.
Because they wanted curry. They wanted fucking curry. Like, seriously, it's just humanity. It just needs an excuse
to fight.
To just fucking have spice.
Yeah, nice. They like spice.
Humanity, yeah, I think, has this hang up about having the most of whatever seems to be valuable, whether it's money, gold, power, land, spice, livestock. Whatever.
Well, we can't help it. We're in the time of Pisces, which is a divided time. We're supposed to be fighting with each other. Our energies are in the...
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius. Aquarius.
But did you ever see that movie, Hair, the movie?
No.
With Treat Williams?
Nope.
I just want to... You know Todd Glass, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I because I'm a musical theater fucking geek.
Dork.
I have...
let me hit that.
I have Hair, the musical movie starring Treat Williams.
I got hair on my crotch. I shaved that off. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry.
It's all you, buddy.
Oh, Skippy, sweet, check this out. Tell me Treat Williams on this cover does not look like Todd Glass.
Yeah. Let me see it now.
That's Todd Glass going out for the Freedom Rock commercial.
Yes. But doesn't he look just like Todd Glass?
Yeah. He looks like, all right, everybody, welcome to the Improv. Please turn off your cell phones.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. You're walking by the Improv going, hey, why don't we go see a show? Okay, make sure everybody wants to see a show. Don't bring a couple people in and they're talking. Bah, 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 and the manager comes over. Hey, could you keep it down? We were just laughing. Okay, nobody's been kicked out of the Improv. Sorry, I know the whole fucking thing. I know.
Baby,
if you've ever been to the Improv, folks, you've probably seen Todd Glass's intro, and most comics have that shit memorized because we play the Improvs. But did you hear they're changing the Improv, by the way?
Why?
The Melrose Improv, they're redecorating it. They're totally remodeling the whole thing. They're putting a umami burger.
Yeah, I saw that they were closing the Lab.
The Lab is becoming the new bar and entrance to the club. The actual bar and entrance now going to be turned into a burger, whatever.
Burger.
Whatever.
Trendy burger.
Oh, it's so sad.
They're gross. I don't like.
I don't care about the burger. I'm just saying that's a fucking historical place, and they're changing everything that makes it special.
Well, I mean, but you can do comedy at a VFW.
But it's no. It's the point that it's the improv. This is evening at the improv. This is where you could look at pictures all over the club where Jay Leno was standing in the 70s, and it's fucking. It's like this time capsule of perfection from the comedy world. It's iconic, and I understand business. They need to make money, and I get that. But as a comic, it just breaks my heart. It's like
I am
sacrilegious.
So over the Hollywood comedy scene completely. Right. Just between us.
Like, and everybody listening?
Yeah. I just want to let you guys know that the Hollywood comedy scene is just awful. It really is. It's just, I mean, there's some...
Let's all move to New York and get an apartment together.
No. I mean, but that's just, I'm just saying, I'm talking about the three, you know, the Improv, Comedy Store, and the Laugh Factory. And it's like, you know, it's like this Bermuda Triangle for people trying to make it. And
what do you mean? It sucks everybody in?
No, or it's just that
people's careers disappear.
That, and you know, it's like, you know, there's like there's people who get into the triangle and they do well and everything, but it's like, you know, there's a lot of very talented people, but the politics and just like the whole the bullshit, you know, that you have to deal with just to like get anywhere. It's just I don't know. It's just is really worth it, you know? I mean, you could get a TV show, but and no, you're not. You know, and because I mean, I you know, I worked at the Comedy Store for years, and I've seen it happen to a handful, like a couple of people, but it doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah,
you know, and that's like, you know, that's the sad part is like, there's people I used to bring up at the open mic, you know, 10 years ago at the Comedy Store, that are still doing open mics today.
Yeah,
and they're just still as awful.
I know a lot of guys I started with in Florida who are still doing Florida open mics, and that's over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, but you see, also, I think it's your mindset. And unfortunately, sometimes that Bermuda Triangle can change people's mindsets. It's hard. And when you go and you do things 100 times over and you still don't, you know, more than 100 times over, but just to give you an idea, then you don't get anywhere, it starts to make you doubt yourself. And
well,
that doubt continues.
That's what separates the men from the
boys.
No,
here's what it is.
So to speak.
I don't hate comedy. I hate comics. That's what it is. I think it's just from years of hosting the open mic, I've just become a jaded cocksucker. And I understand that because I was very fortunate. I got to work with Mitzi Shore, and I understand what good comedy is and what bad comedy is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more than that dick fuck Tommy and everything at the Comedy Store now, but who gives a shit? I'll never go back to that place unless I'm doing a naughty show, which is coming up December 13th. But
Did
I plug something there?
It's okay. I'll be there too.
And not only that, the Crack Pack will be doing a show December 5th, which is this Wednesday. So the day after you're listening to this, you
tomorrow,
can go to
the everybody,
pack.
The Crack Pack downtown LA.
Downtown LA at the Redwood Bar.
It's
going to be doors open at 9:00.
9:00.
Show will be starting whenever we get
$10 at the door, $5 for Jugend.
Yep. The Turbo Jugends, they get in for $5. I just want to let you know that the Jugends are completely excited about tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. We're.
Which reminds me, this whole thing, we're supposed to figure out shit to write for the show.
Oh.
One of the ideas for doing the podcast right now is that Skippy and I, and Clownvis, who will be there tomorrow, who's in here right now,
We
need to have just a little bit of banter at the end. I don't.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Do you think we'll just wing it?
We
need to have a big ending.
Do we? Yeah, we have Clownvis. He's showing up late, you know?
No, I mean, like, when the three of us get back up there.
Nah, I mean, you know, we could. It's too late in the game. I just say we just have fun. Right now, the Crack Pack, we're still starting out.
Yeah.
You know, and we're still rusty. This is an Oil Me Dorothy show. You know, and that's what it is we're basically just
getting
the kinks
out. That
sounds
like a great porno, by the way.
Oil Me Dorothy?
Yes.
Yep, on Vivid. But,
No, I know. It's very early in the, because the thing is, like, the three of us, like Skippy Green and Clambus Presley as a characters have been doing it for a while. Bunny Love
is the coattail riding motherfucker of this trio.
I would say coattail riding, but definitely the young, new, up and coming buck in it.
Yes,
and
the power animal of Bunny Fever from the Naughty Show
is now morphed into the loungy Bunny Love.
Yeah, that see, that's what I enjoy about this whole like character shit is just the freedom.
No rules.
Yeah. And it's just like I am a bunny singing lounge songs and doing really funny yet retarded stupid jokes. Just like cuz like I remember I used to watch all these like crappy lounge performers and stuff when I was a kid and everything, just on TV, like on the Tom Jones show when I was like super young. And I just loved it, you know, just like Tom Jones would go up there and just like sing a couple of songs and then like, you know, tell a couple of crappy jokes and everybody would laugh because there was an applause sign and da 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 da. It was just, I loved it. It was just so hammy. And I've always wanted to do that just because, yeah, I like hammy. It's good for you.
Ham is good for you.
Yep.
Despite being Jewish.
Ham and cheese.
Yeah.
So you like think tomorrow it's just the Crack Pack will each individually do their shtick, and then that'll be it? No big come together at the end?
Well,
maybe you should do something silly.
What if we do We Are the World? If we all sing We Are the World, or That's What Friends Are For.
That's What Friends Are For, I was thinking, yeah, because that's like we could do like a three-part and everything. Yeah, because we had talked about that before.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
I thought we did we?
Yeah, because like we were going to do like a dirty version of everything. Yeah, like you know, like I, you know, you'd say like, you know, I'd say like, you know, like she sucked me, and then, like you'd be like, and I fucked her, and then like Calvin saying, I got it all in the fucking, you know, video recorder. That's what friends are for.
Oh,
you know?
That's right. Yeah.
Nice.
You know,
I fucked her. Wait, she sucked me. I fucked her. I got it all on video from the closet.
For sure.
For sure.
Going on you porn.
That could work.
Yeah, we could definitely do it. I mean, I'll write up some lyrics and everything, and we could, you know.
And do it like you did last time, where, I mean, it doesn't even matter. Have a piece of paper y'all pass around. It'd be funnier and more like you're the real Rat Pack. Like, nothing's really, but I don't know, you say this, kid. Like,
oh, Clavis is going to be there tonight, isn't he?
Is he?
I think so.
I only got, like, the one text, because, like...
I remember I got, like, another text from Tripoli saying that Clownvis is just added to the roster.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And I didn't even come up with roast joke for Clownvis. Fuck.
Oh, come on. Just fucking I'll flow it.
I'll flow it. Well, speaking of flow it, we're going to have to flow it to the other podcast. So I'm sorry we're coming up a little short this week, folks.
How much time is it?
We're at 45 minutes for the podcast right now.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, but I got to go get Skippy.
No, how's it sound? Do you want me to come back afterwards and do the rest of it? Nobody will ever know.
Do you want
to
do that? Could
split.
Be. Want to do a continuation podcast?
Yeah, and then like I'll come back. I'll be even drunker,
and then I'll start, and then I'll get a little fucked up because I won't have to go
anywhere. We're gonna do a cliffhanger right now. Even
all right,
though it's just gonna be an edited fucking thing where he's gonna have a 2 minute pause or no 2 second no 1.5 minute pause so you can go pee and get yourself.
Yes, you know what, folks?
Get some snacks.
You guys go take a pee break, and we'll have some little interstitial music. And when we come back, it'll be many hours later. Skippy will, I'm sure, be a lot drunker and higher. Allison, most definitely higher. And I will start to catch up. So we'll see
you. And in
the
meantime, I'm going to sing a version of Captain Tennille's Love Will Keep Us Together. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this right now. Bunny love, in effect. All right. Love! Love will keep us together. And whatever.
By the way, have you seen...
Meow, 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 meow. That cat's over there. I'm sitting here in my underwear. Stop. Cause I really love you, stop. I was thinking of you. Look in your heart and let love keep us together forever. I will. I just scared the shit out of the cat.
Scared the shit out of a cat. All right, guys, we'll see you in a couple minutes. Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed for you, which was probably maybe a couple seconds, a couple minutes, I don't know, of a little gap there. It is now about 3 hours, 3.5 hours later. Skippy and I just returned from the Naughty Show.
The Naughty Show Christmas podcast.
Skippy is thoroughly drunk and high. Am I right?
Yep.
Good. I myself am... a little on the higher side, which
they
is
they had free beer and they had a bunch of joints. And
they had free. This is what California is about. You're on a podcast. They literally had pre-rolled joints. Like this girl behind the bar going, "You want a beer? You want a joint?" And like I went, "What?" And she pulls out a joint.
Like, yep. She gave me a beer. Just that simple.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it's, I look at it as the future.
I hope so. I really do.
I'm a forward-thinking individual, and I think this is the future of America. I think once people realize that...
Weed is not a bad thing?
Yeah. Once they realize that you have been lied to...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, here's an example. My mother... All right.
Yes.
For years. Okay. I started smoking marijuana when I was in the Army. I was 19 years old. I started smoking. I smoked my first joint. I was dating this girl named Amy. She was a Japanese American girl. And I was over. We went over to. She was watching her professor's, like, flat or whatever in Korea when I was in the Army. And, like, we went over there, and her and my buddy Mark. We all smoked weed out of this tinfoil bowl, and it was the first time I ever smoked weed, and it was the most harshest, like, experience I've ever felt in my life, because it was just like, you're smoking out of this tinfoil bowl, and it was just so, like, mind you, I just got done being straight edge, okay? I didn't drink, smoke, do drugs, or have sex till I went to Korea because of the Army, and, like, well, not because of the Army, it's just because I grew up just, you know... in rebellion of some stupid shit.
Right. But, as a lot of kids are, especially in the...
Yeah, but I was rebelling against all the things I do now. That's the problem I have, like, looking
at
the
past. Dude, I was
the
same way, man. I was straight edge. You know? I never drank. I never smoked. I have a younger brother who had been smoking pot probably since high school, and I was taught, no, it's wrong, and blah, 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 blah. And I tell my brother all the time, what you're doing is wrong, and I would chastise him. And then I smoked weed for the first time, and it was nice. But then felt really guilty about it.
Uh-huh.
And then throughout college a couple of times, and I still didn't like it a lot, but I didn't see the big deal about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I experimented with a couple other drugs when I was in my 20s.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved out to L.A., and it's everywhere, and a lot of comics do it. Yeah. So it was one of those, well, I'll have a hit here or there, and then I meet fucking Allison, and, well, let's just say my balls have seeds on them.
Oh, yeah, dude. She's a weed machine.
She is.
Yep.
But there's really nothing. I mean, it sounds so cliche, especially for two guys who are a little stoned right now to say, but there isn't anything wrong with it.
No.
It's...
Like, I smoke weed...
I mean, it's like any vice. Do it in moderation.
I'm to a point in my life where I smoke weed to get normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it balances you.
Yeah, well, it's just like, it helps me through the day, you know? It makes the day a lot easier to deal with.
Well, if you think about it, there's so much negative. Hello, everybody.
Oh, hey,
Allison's
back. Hey, everybody.
Allison, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Allison's
here.
Speaking of weed, in a big pup. I'll let you talk one second. I've always said that Allison smokes so much weed that when we have a child, he will literally come out of a big burst of smoke from her crotch like a magician entering a room.
Poof.
And just, like, literally stroll out going, what's up, everybody?
Dude, his fucking ambionic sack's going to be full of bong water.
Nice.
You were saying, honey.
Oh, God, what was I saying?
You were saying, talking about weed, we're talking about relaxes you, and Skippy was saying how it normals him out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Totally going to have a totally different topic, and it's gone. It's gone. I confused myself.
You've been smoking dope.
I have. I was smoking hash, actually.
Hash bash.
So, yeah.
Nice. Hash bash? Is that a new car, the hashback?
Hey, welcome to the hash bash. Hey.
The new Hyundai hashback.
Yeah.
You'll never remember where you parked it.
The new Denmark hash bash.
Well, what were you saying, honey?
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, something to the effect of,
You know what's funny is I actually got away with smoking weed in the military.
Ah, I remember.
And with that, Allison remembers.
Well, what were you saying?
I'm so sorry. And then I will come back. Military, keep on it. It just reminded me, that's the thing, is that there's so much negativity being, like, thrust upon us throughout the course of our day. It's like everything you look at on, you know, TV or newspaper is going to be something negative predominantly. And so you got to shut it out. And pot, like, will help you through the day, at least for me, to, like, calm all the stresses of shit.
You know what pot will do?
Hmm.
Pot will get you to go outside and go for a walk. And understand how great it is, like, the combination of sunshine and wind is fucking awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And just fucking go. You know what's
nature.
Great? It's like when you're walking around, you can just find all sorts of amazing little shops that you never knew existed because you were just too busy driving by because you're so busy.
True.
Because your life is just so fucking hectic.
One of the coolest things we did when we got stoned, I think maybe it was the last time you were here when we did the podcast, we went to the dollar store.
Yeah. I had the dollar store, tumblr.com. Yeah.
And we just went around and that was fucking fun, man.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just go on little adventures.
Yeah,
you
that's
find fun in every little small thing. It's stop and smell the stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, you consider that weed's a flower, so we actually do stop and smoke the flowers.
Yeah, stop and
not
smoke
smelling
the
roses. We're smoking the flowers. You know
we are smoking the flowers, man. We're smoking all the flowers.
Speaking of which, I'm going to light up another one of these joints. Cause,
you
like,
light up another joint.
Dude, I'm really good at smoking weed. I have found that out. That like I'm actually good. I'm so good, I'm going to put it on my fucking resume.
Like
really good at I'm really good at it. Like it's so funny because like the girl I'm seeing right now, she's like, I was at this party and she saw me smoking weed there and she was really impressed by it. That's part of the reason why we're like seeing each other right now. Because
like, dude,
you
can hold your THC.
Yeah, I'm a champ. I've outsmoked rappers. Like that's a difficult thing to do.
What rappers have you smoked with? What rappers have you smoked with?
I have smoked with what's his name, T-Pain.
Oh yeah.
No, I never did. I'm just kidding. Oh. No, I this is like some underground kids. Like there's this place over at Crenshaw and Vernon. It's this underground hip hop place.
Mm-hmm.
Like where it's amazing. Like to see, it's almost like an open mic for rappers.
I could see that.
And it's like these kids are outside and they're all just getting drunk and getting high and just fucking battle rhyming each other on the street.
That's pretty
and
badass.
It's fucking insanely just, I mean, it's just, you under, like, you see the art of hip-hop, not this fucking bullshit you hear on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, you see these kids, and that's the great thing about hip-hop, is you can actually come from nothing and become something.
Absolutely.
Just like in any sort of, like, you know, medium.
Artistic.
Just like, yeah.
Any artistic.
Like,
thing.
Comedy, anything, yeah. And it's just so organic. It's just so unique to see these young kids. Exactly. And it's just.
Totally.
Yeah. And I just love watching these kids battle rhyme each other and just, you know, go at it.
I remember one time I saw the Fat Boys just lay down some sick rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. Fucking Fat Boys aren't really.
That's him bringing up what his rap knowledge is. He's like,
yeah, you know.
D. I know that guy. He was in that show.
The Overweight Love is in the house.
I totally know
that. In Living Color. Color. How about Snow, huh? Informer. You know, say that me snow me, I go blame. I lick it boom boom down. Detective man, they say that daddy snow me tap someone down the lee. I lick it boom boom down.
Oh my God, oh, here Lord. He goes. 1992 in the house.
Actually, I think it was 91.
Here, hit this.
Oi, Jesus, give me a break.
Did
one
you say
year.
Oi, Jesus?
Oi, Jesus.
Oh, by the way, just talking about real quick. So we were at this, again, we did the Naughty Show roast, and by the time this is airing, I mean, you're listening to this, you can download the episode of the roast. It was actually very, very funny. And that's the kind of guy I am, by the way. I'll plug another podcast, even though that guest is not even on my show. That's how much I like that show.
It's just it's just Sam Tripoli we're talking about. You know, he's made us guests on his show. So,
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
And he's been on the show here.
But one of the comics on the roast, Joe Bartnett, had the line of the night. And it was directed at, even though I was Skippy Green tonight, it directed at Flip Schultz. And it was hilarious. He said, Flip Schultz is so Jewy. He'd rather marry his opener than pay her.
Honestly, that was the best joke. Seriously, that was like, oh, so fucking good.
Little do they know, I get paid too.
Actually, Allison does get paid. That's the funny thing.
Oh shit! Oh goddamn! Sorry. Oh my
All right,
goodness.
So you almost
oh
burned
damn.
Off, almost
we're
burned
good.
Our carpet
we're
and
good.
Scared
we're
the
good.
Shit out of our cat again.
Sorry,
now the
sorry.
Carpet's perfect.
You know, I got this. The here's the whole perfect. Thing. I got this problem with gravity, and it just you know makes
you
it difficult sometimes. Yeah. So I did not mean to play Twister while trying to pass you that little happy stick.
Oh my jizz-oint. God! No worries. But yeah.
But yeah, that, no, that was the that was
hilarious,
definitely
dude,
the line of the night. It was very funny. But I digress. You were saying, honey.
Oh, God. What was I saying?
I don't know. I just like saying that. That's the best thing to do to somebody who's stoned. What were you saying, Allison?
What?
Just do the do that.
Don't
yes.
burn yourself.
Don't.
No, see, look, there's a craziness of foot. And there's craziness in my hand. Well, as I smoke this, I will say that, yeah, pot's good for relieving stresses and distracting from one's ails.
Absolutely.
And if you don't smoke weed, you're missing out.
If you don't smoke weed, it's your business.
And
that's the great thing about being
beer. If you're not drinking,
whatever
fucking
makes you happy.
If you're not drinking Coppertones, well, damn it, you just are missing the fuck.
Yes,
out.
And I believe Skippy did now finish your entire container of Coppertones.
Oh man, yeah, I crushed that bitch.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And how much of that did you actually share, aside from with Allison?
Like a couple glasses, but it was like a big container.
Yeah.
Full of like
goodness.
Oh man, but they're so good, right?
It was pretty damn good.
Yeah. I'm like, it makes me like
it's
good to know that now I can have a legacy. You know, people like Wikipedia, like, oh, this Coppertone drink, where'd it come from? Oh, Skippy Simon named it, and fucking, I have like a legacy now.
Is that on Wikipedia right now?
Maybe. I'm going to put it tonight.
You should.
I'll be like, hey,
to everybody listening, the Coppertone drink.
I coined that shit. If you go to the Three of Clubs on Vine Street and order a Coppertone, they won't look at you stupid. They'll know what the fuck's up.
I love it.
That's how it works.
That is how it works.
Yep. Coppertone.
All right. Yep. So how are we doing?
We're
is
good.
Joy still fucking crutching? What other topics were we talking about today?
What, in the show or just...
Yeah.
See, I love when Flip's driving when he's stoned, he'd rather just park. He's like, let's just... Because you're joining the pod festivities. You don't usually get on our side of the fence.
I know.
How do
I know.
You feel, driver?
Yeah, being my show, usually I'm the sober one to make sure everything stays on track. Now that I am now, because I feel like we did 45 minutes before, and that
yeah.
I hope you guys like that. I'm sorry it's shorter than usual, which is why we want to do the second half. But again, I had a little fun tonight, so I'm where you guys are. So I'm just my mind's drifting too, and I'm listening to you getting caught up, and I'm like,
so then
let's
think of random, funny, stupid topics. I mean, this is a perfect opportunity to do one of those deals.
Something.
So first thing that pops in your mind, go. One sentence.
Where is the funniest place you've ever fucked? Ah, it's always sex. Why? Why?
Oh, wait,
because I like fucking.
Here, I was going to mention this to you before.
What's that?
Just talking about weed again.
Yeah.
Who would you say is the coolest person you ever smoked weed with?
Who's the coolest person?
Like somebody
ever
who's
weed
like
with?
An icon. We go, oh my God, you smoke with him? Like Willie Nelson or something like that.
Actually, you know what? I did get high with Willie Nelson.
Did you really?
Yeah, but it was on an airplane. We were on the same airplane going to Texas when Black Flag was playing in Texas.
Was it like a private jet?
No, it was kind of funny because like my buddy Jamie was in the band at the time, and we're just sitting there waiting for our plane to board at LAX, and then my buddy Jamie goes, hey, Willie Nelson! And like out of nowhere, and then everybody turns and looks, and fuck yeah, it's fucking Willie Nelson. You know, the fucking redhead stranger comes strolling through the fucking, airport and everything. And I immediately run up. I'm like, Willie, listen, my aunt, she won a contest and got to kiss you a long time ago, which is true. Like my Aunt Marty, she fucking won some contest and got to kiss Willie Nelson or some shit. And like, but I was like, hey man, would it be cool if I took my picture with you and then sent it to her? He's like, oh yeah, he's like the coolest motherfucker ever. Put my arm around him. Got this great picture of me and Willie Nelson. I'm like, dude, how much more awesome is that? And then we got on the same plane, and we're flying together. He's up in first class, I'm over in coach. But we're flying on the same plane, and I can honestly say, I got high with Willie Nelson. Yes. Metaphorically, physically, yes, I did.
I like
wow, what a long way to go for a shitty payoff.
It's not a joke, it's reality, dick.
I see.
Whatever.
I thought you said like you smoked weed with Willie Nelson on a plane.
To. No, but
well, so have you smoked any with weed with anybody like that kind of iconic?
Dave Chappelle.
I did too.
Who else? I smoked a lot of weed.
For me, it was Chappelle, and I smoked once with Tommy Chong.
I like to smoke with Tommy Chong.
That
awesome.
Was fun. That was like, and I wasn't even a big smoker.
Cypress Hill dudes.
You did.
Cypress Hill was just at Daddy's actually.
Oh, really?
You didn't get to mention it.
Yeah, they were up at the Rainbow.
It already happened.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I got high with Green Day.
Really?
It was in 93. It was right before Dookie came out.
No shit.
Oh,
yeah,
here's something
really funny. Is like I got high with them. It was really cool because like there was this like it was Bad Religion, Green Day, and Seaweed. And like Seaweed was this band that had a side project band called The Fuckers. And me and my younger brother loved this band because they were just retarded. Like, and their whole thing was they wore ski masks that said The Fuckers. And their album came with an instruction manual on how to dismantle an ATM machine and get the cash out of it. So I was, like, in love with these guys. And when I found out Seaweed was opening, I was hoping they were going to do some fuckers tunes. And I'm like hanging out. And I had sent away for my own ski mask. Like they said on the back of their 7-inch that if you bought, like, send them $5, they'd send you a ski mask and a sticker. And I never got it. And so I went up to some guy in a ski mask and I said, hey, man, are you a fucker? He's like, who wants to know? I'm like, some guy who sent you $5 and never got shit. He's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And he's like, he fucking ushered me backstage. And the next thing you know, there's fucking Bad Religion. What? And fucking
wow,
yeah, and then Green Day, like what? Green Day, they were just sitting on a couch, just like all fucking like curled up in a ball, like all of them just like fucking curled up like nerds. And aww. I was like, hey guys, what's up? And they're like, hey man, what's going on? I was like, all right, wait, who are you guys? And they're like, oh, we're Green Day. I'm like, oh dude, fucking Slappy Hours, you guys are fucking great. And they're like, oh man, do you want to go smoke some weed? I was like, yeah, let's go smoke some weed. And like we went out, and they were like driving around a bookmobile at the time, and like so we like went in their bookmobile. And, like, we smoked out and everything, and then I went inside and watched them fucking kill. And then afterwards, we went to this my friend Roseanne's place. We went to her place, and Green Day was hanging out, and they played Dookie for us. And as soon as I heard Longview, like, it was right before Dookie came out. Yeah. And I was like, as soon as I heard Longview, I was like, oh, my God, you guys are going to be so fucking famous.
Yeah, right.
Like, I heard that song. I was like, Jesus. Like, everybody in the room was just like, that's a good fucking song.
Oh,
like,
man.
It was really fucking rad. Wow. Yeah, but then, like, flash 2 years later, I'm at the Comedy Store, and Billy Joe's there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's with his mom. And he's fucking, he's like in the crowd, and he's laughing at everything, and he's loving it. And he comes outside, and I see him, and I'm like, oh, hey, Billy Joe, what's up, man? He's like, hey, man, what's going on? I'm like, dude, I just want to say, I just think it's so cool, you know, I fucking smoked out with you back in 1993. We fucking smoked weed in the bookmobile, and I just think it's really cool that you're here right now. He's like, dude, fucking shut up, all right? I'm like, wow, what's up? He's like, and his mom comes walking out, and he's like, mom, I don't smoke weed. I mean, I don't smoke fucking weed. Like, he's sitting there apologizing to his mom about smoking weed. Like,
oh my God.
I was just cracking the fuck up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, it just, and like, what's funny is like, it doesn't matter how big you fucking get, you always have to answer to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
God.
I was like, that's the part that cracked me. Like, everything just came full circle. It was so great.
That's funny.
Oh, no.
Yep. Ah, good times.
That's funny.
That's really cool, man.
Yeah, I'd have to say Billy Joe would probably be the biggest person I ever smoked out with. But I was like before he was big.
That's still very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, Chong was the coolest for me.
I would say, I mean, nobody would know this band, but there's a band called Piebald that's made waves in like the indie community for a while. And I chased him down to see a concert. And they actually ended up smoking with me and a few of my friends in my car. And when the windows got fogged out, they wrote with their hands in the windows. And I was the cheesiest cheeseball girl. I didn't wash the inside of my windows for I don't even know how long. Like, definitely more than 6 months. There was a long period of time where I just left it so that you could still kind of see the outline of what they wrote. Because to me, it was like a signature. And they were a big band. I followed them for, you know, a long time. So to me, it's real big. Nobody would give a shit about that. But
no, that's still very cool, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I'm going to start paying you now. You're funny.
Finally. Oh, my goodness.
I've been paying her in crackers and hugs.
Oh.
That works.
White people and hugs.
Here's some cracker mayonnaise, hugs, and
Tuna salad.
I never liked tuna salad. I like egg salad over tuna salad.
Oh, God,
I like egg salad and I like tuna salad. My mom gave me this recipe for the greatest tuna salad ever, so I have her recipe, so her legacy lives on inside of me.
I don't like cold, weird meat salads. Or like cold, weird salads in general, like pasta, potato, macaroni, any cold, weird salad freaks me out.
So nothing without lettuce is what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, a salad to me needs to have pretty much just lettuce.
Okay,
I'm
well,
really
what if they didn't call it potato salad? What if they just called it, like, potato paste?
What
something?
About
no,
fruit
like
salad? What do you guys say about fruit salad?
Well, I do like fruit salad.
Of course, who don't like fruit salad? It got the grapes in it, you put the strawberries in it, you put the pineapple in
it. Is that Bill Cosby?
I guess.
You know what sucks? I wrote a bit like involving Bill Cosby in this really funny situation, and I was all, you can ask Allison, I was all excited about it. It would make us laugh all the time. And then we're watching an episode of Family Guy, and I realized I got like the punchline from Family Guy. The thing that made the thing that was a heart, the meat of the joke was something I'd forgotten. I'd seen a Family Guy, so I'm like, I can't do this. It killed me though.
Yeah,
that's why I don't watch TV.
You're like, I could never say that I took anything if I didn't watch.
Yeah,
that's like, how it works in the TV land.
It's like Bill Cosby sounds like a scat performer having a stroke. It's like, I'm getting electrocuted on lithium.
The police tased me in the balls and I went,
I wish you guys could see the two of their faces. They're doing their best Cosby faces, too.
And I remember Rudy came over and went,
Their mouths are curled up and their eyes are rolling back. They're both so.
And we're wearing sweaters. We're both wearing sweaters.
And I'm eating the jello pudding.
And they're both in blackface.
And I'm fucking Felicia Rashad.
Yeah.
Let's say Felicia Rashad.
I don't know.
Basleep!
Oh my god. Hilarious.
Oh, it's so funny.
Hilarious. Why is Bill Cosby's Bazeep the funniest thing ever? I don't know. Oh.
I'm gonna make that my ringtone. Just Bazeep, Bazap, Bazoop.
You've got a telephone with the Rudy Bazeep.
You sound like you're mixing Bill Cosby and Shaggy from Scooby Doo a little bit, like
as opposed from Shaggy from Hawaii Five-0.
Bazeep.
Oh, that's like zoinks!
Exactly, it goes.
Zoinks, Scooby! The ghost is chasing us, Bazoop!
You see what I mean? It's the two combined.
Bill Cosby and Scooby Doo,
and Shaggy's.
No, and the voice, and the voice of Shaggy, Bill Cosby.
Oh, Bazoink, Scooby! We've got to get to the mystery machine. Ooh.
Exactly.
Oh, Fred!
That's great.
Oh, that hurts your cheeks after a while.
Oh, dude, yeah, my face hurts from laughing.
Oh, my God, that was funny.
Such
well, that
jokes.
Was worth doing a podcast right
See?
There.
Yeah. Come back loaded? Fuck yeah.
Cosby hour.
Yep.
The Cosby pool!
Let's just have an entire hour of us trying to speak in our best Bill Cosby imitation for the entirety.
Yeah, that won't get old very quick.
Oh, man. I think
Cosby's a novelty.
We still laugh.
It's a novelty.
Yeah, it's in small doses.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like magic mushroom.
See, I stopped it.
Yeah, it's like the magic's gone, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's been spent.
Yep.
Oh,
well, we had, you know, the great thing is we had that moment. We all shared it. And,
yes, we
you know,
did.
The people listening, they shared it with us. They live vicariously through
this. If anybody's listening still at this point.
Oh, they're listening.
Are you listening, people?
Yeah.
I think they're totally busy.
Matter of fact, let's take our first caller. What do you say?
Okay.
Caller? Yeah. Hello. Thanks for, what's your name?
Bazeep!
Bazeep. Thanks for calling. This is the What's for Dinner podcast, and, where are you calling from?
Bazap!
Oh, and what part of Arizona is that? Is it is it near Tempe?
Bazoop!
Oh, it is near Tempe. Okay. So you're calling about the whole gay abortion thing that's going on in America. You know, because like gay people, they're getting clogged up with, you know, stuff, and now they're having abortions. And
Rudy!
So, I was wondering. So, thanks for calling. Yes, that's our sponsor.
The Jell-O and Brazil.
I am crying. I am laughing so hard.
What other effects?
I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah, no. We started with the effects. I did 85.
Oh, wait
did,
a minute.
Like, number.
I did 13.
Wait, I'm gonna try this one. Okay, here we go. Hold on.
What's
this is number 36. I'm gonna mute you guys for a second.
Okay. Hello. Little bit of a phaser effect. I am the robot from the planet of Besleepin. Okay, Allison, you go now.
I'm already trying to do a weird voice. I'm already trying to do it. I sound like that phone call from 12 Monkeys. And happy Christmas!
Oh, you can hear me doing it. The morning got to be Mr. Robot.
Okay, that was fun. What others? Okay, give me a number.
23.
You can go up to 99, remember that.
I understand the concept.
Okay, 23. All right, Allison, you get this one.
Hello? 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 There's nothing. Hello?
Okay, wait.
K4SK4 Grog.
That's called reverse something. Okay, give me a different number.
42.
Oh, good. Oh, somebody reads Hitchhiker's Guide. Mm-hmm. All right, Allison, take this one. You ready?
Hello? Ooh. Hello. I am visiting from Planet New Jersey.
Wait, on. Flash! Ah! Savior of the universe!
Flash! Ah! We'll save every one of us! Wow, this makes you sound like you're a Moog organ or something.
General Gala, Flash Gordon approaching.
What do you mean, Flash Gordon approaching? Open fire.
Sorry.
Luke, I am your father. Intruder alert! Intruder alert!
That's cool. Alright, this is turning weird now.
Sorry, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're making science fiction theater.
Give me, okay, I'm gonna pick, Skippy, you give me a number.
72.
I feel like for all 72. Of them, we just want to be aliens.
Okay, I'll tell you what 72 is, and you prepare yourself, okay? All right. 72 is... compressor?
Compressor?
Somewhere around... Okay, Skippy, you're going to take this one. You ready?
Yeah. All right. Compressor? Yeah. Compressor. All right.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything there. Yeah.
Right. Was
give me another number.
44.
Are we going back to the 40?
Oh, yeah, no, you got 57. Heinz 57.
There you go. Yeah.
57. That Pittsburgh. Will be. Oh, that's phaser and reverb.
Ooh.
Let's see what this is all about.
Here we go.
Like
crack it. Come on. Let's see what's up. Turn that knob.
Wow. This is pretty tight. Wow. You could do like a whole Jimi Hendrix that would just sit like for you.
Go towards the light, Caroline. Towards the light. Oh, can you hear me? Papa, can you hear me? I don't know.
I am a midget in a hallway. Hello? Is anyone there? Yes, Allison?
Find the fish. I wonder where that fish did go.
You did love it so. You treated it like a son.
You sound like a Superman villain.
Superman, there's no way you could take over the planet Earth. You think you have what it takes, Superman? I have kryptonite! You're useless, you filthy bag of shit! Super Cosby! I have your Kodak film! You can't take pictures of this!
But I can with the new Kodak Insta flippity slippity!
No, you can't!
Okay, this is alright. Okay, I'm sorry. All right.
Zoinks.
I'm done. I think I'm done. How about you guys?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, it? What is this? Another 45 minutes?
About 30.
Like, you know, all the like booze and stuff. I've actually like sobered up doing this. This is actually really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there you go.
Hey, should we send them off with a Christmas song and a Skippy segment?
Oh, that's right. No, actually. Yeah, you know what? In lieu of doing a Skippy Green show this week, we're going to leave you with the gayest thing you've ever heard in your entire life. Wait, hold on. Before we say goodbye, before we send off with this incredibly gay thing that I got Allison as a gift.
It's so cool, dude.
Just want to thank Allison, as always, and Skippy Simon for the continuous show tonight and the absolute great time we've had tonight. And Skippy, you got a Twitter or Facebook?
I got Skippy Simon 667, the Twitter, at the Skippy Simon 667. Also, I'm going to start doing at Real Bunny Fever at Twitter, which is going to be Bunny Love, too, because we're doing the Crack Pack show December 5th at the Redwood.
That'll be tomorrow in downtown L.A.
Yeah, come on down.
So you got Skippy on Twitter.
Allison is at Twitter at Allison Comedy.
We just became friends.
Which is all is on comedy. That's right.
That's right.
I'm brand new, so I guess start following me.
Start listening to following Allison.
Yeah, and then also dirtyguitargirl.com.
That's right. And guys, you know me, flipisfunny.com, Facebook/FlipSchultz, #2 at Flip Schultz on Twitter. Don't forget, guys, just got the official release date, January 15th. The movie that I am starring in, the new spoof movie, 30 Nights of Paranormal Activity with the Devil Inside the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, will be released on DVD and Blu-ray and video on demand and all that fun stuff all around that time. But definitely on the 15th, the Blu-ray and DVD are going to be released. So please pick it up. Pick it up. It is funny. I'm very proud of it. And I'm sure you guys are going to love it.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you, baby. And also, again, like Skippy said, tomorrow we'll be at the Redwood Bar and Grill as a Crack Pack. Skippy, Simon, and I will also be at the Venice Underground December 12th.
Yep.
And then I will be at McCurdy's Comedy Club in Sarasota, Florida, the week of December 20th. And then the following week, the 27th through the 29th, I'll be at the Atlanta Punchline. That's in Atlanta, Georgia, for all my Southern friends. And New Year's Eve, Skippy Green will be appearing at Tootsie's Cabaret in Miami. Yes, Skippy Green is headlining a show at a strip club for New Year's. I can't think of a better way to.
That's fucking great.
Not wait, it gets better.
That's because fucking awesome.
It gets better because that night is actually a comedy competition called the X-Rated Comedy Competition, and my lovely wife, Allison, is in that competition.
Awesome.
So we're going to be spending New Year's together at a strip club, and if you're in the Miami area, come out and spend it with us. I mean, seriously, it's the last New Year's we're going to have. It's 2012. Let's
and
fucking go out with a bang.
Remember one thing. If you go to a strip club and you want a stripper to like you, all you have to say is those three magic words, I got coke.
There you go, people. There you go. And now to... Well, yes?
That's going to be the clip. This guy's
going to... I know. And I was just about to say that.
Well, I was going to say, I would love Skippy to make an appearance on the show.
Right now?
Well, for his clothes?
Or? Well, no. I said in lieu of a Skippy Green show, we're going to have the gayest thing you've ever heard.
No, I feel bad if everybody hates it, though. I'm going to scream for blood and want the Skippy Green thing. They're like that stupid bitch in her fucking rap.
Okay,
all right.
I'll tell you what.
Here, how about let me do rap?
How about
penguin?
I take control here.
Okay, I'm sorry, driver.
It's okay. Thank you for the navigation GPS, but I got it. I've been in this neighborhood before.
Bam.
We will do a Skippy Green show followed by the gayest thing you've ever heard.
Yay!
All right. Skippy Simon.
Yes.
I'm sure you realize this. It's time for the part of the show that's called The Skippy Green Show.
Oh.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
Oh, Skippy.
Hey, Skippy, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Not too much, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's good.
I'm, you know.
You know what? I don't give a shit. It was all formality. All right. You know how this part works.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yes.
And you got to answer it.
Okay.
In 10 words exactly.
Okay.
Not 11.
Okay.
Not 9.
Okay.
10 words.
All right.
Exactly.
All
right. Here we go.
Can do.
Gotta give him some good, Skipper.
Again, you're very, very better left unheard and unseen. Get the fuck out. Just leave. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Here's your question.
Yes.
If you could fuck any member of Duran Duran, who would it be and why?
Do I have to answer this question? No, I don't. That was 10 words.
All right, it's not.
Wait, do you want me to answer like cuz I don't want to fuck any member of Duran Duran. But if you want me if I was gay.
New
here
question.
We go. Here we go, ready?
I'll give you a new
Simon
one.
LeBon new because in 6th grade that's what I called I was called that. But fuck it, that's too many words. Sorry, forget it.
New question.
Yeah, new question.
This was like a brilliant idea, by the way. Good idea for the show. Do it a fucking bit. All right. If you had your choice of being the star of any Broadway musical based on a porno, what would it be and why?
New Wave Hookers number 4 because of Ginger Lynn. Yeah.
That is a great fucking answer, everybody. Awesome. And now the gayest thing you've ever heard next to fucking Duran Duran.
Happy holidays.
A little penguin, little animated penguin. Obviously purchased at Rite Aid as a compulsive purchase. Dancing around in a hoodie, singing "Yo Yo Yo" Christmas songs.
Yo Yo, rapping penguin.
I'm sorry, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a great holiday.
Did you guys miss that hall? Because I'm gonna play it again.
It's a different song.
Good night, everybody.
It's a different song. Talking about what's ever on their mind.